Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh with your brothers and sisters. Welcome back to People of Quran, where every night I share with you a story about how one of our pious predecessors interacted with an ayah of the Quran. So now we're halfway through, we're at the 15th juz. And the story that I'm going to share with you today, it's not about someone that we really know. It's not really about one of the salaf that we can identify or a scholar or anything of that sort. And it doesn't necessarily, interact with an ayah or a particular surah of the Quran, but it does interact with the first half of the Quran. So we've all heard of Hajjaj ibn Yusuf. If you studied Islamic history, you've heard of Hajjaj. And he's a very interesting character in Islamic history because on one hand, he was a tyrant. On the other hand, he was someone that was able to stabilize the Ummah in certain ways and things of that sort. Nevertheless, he was definitely a tyrant, a dictator, and someone that pursued some of the Sahaba even and killed, people like Sa'id ibn Jubayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu and others. And being the brutal person that he was, the ruthless man that he was, he would issue death sentences very, very easily as a ruler. And subhanAllah, the thing about Hajjaj when you study him is that, in essence, if you wanted to be free from a punishment, or you wanted to get out of a punishment or a sentence, then what you had to do was you had to impress him. So you had to give him a really impressive, dream interpretation. You had to give him, some really impressive hadith, something to really impress him and to amuse him in essence. So Hajjaj has this young man that's on death row. He's about to kill this young man. And as he's about to kill this young man, this woman comes and starts screaming at the top of her lungs, pleading that Hajjaj does not kill him. And this was the mother of that young man. And subhanAllah, listen to what she says. As she's calling out to him and screaming and shouting at the top of her lungs, she says to him, أَسْأَلُكَ بِالَّذِي حَذَفَ كَلَّا مِنَ النُّصْفِ الْأَعْلَى. I ask you by the one who omitted the word kalla from the top half. Like, that's an awkward dua. Like, what are you talking about? I ask you by the one who omitted kalla from the top half. So he was about to kill this young man. Then he stopped. He said, what are you talking about? So she said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not use kalla in the top half, in a nisf al-a'la. So he said, what are you talking about? Top half of what? So she said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the first 15 juz of the Qur'an did not use the word kalla. Rather, in the 16th juz, it's the first time we see it in Surah Maryam, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, kalla sanaktubu ma yaqulu, that verily we will write what they have said. So subhanallah, Hajjaj was impressed by her knowing that. And the word kalla is like an emphasized no, right? It has all these awkward translations, verily, indeed, depending on whose translation you're reading. But it's an emphasized no. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not use it until the second half of the Qur'an. Why is this story relevant to us? Because it shows us that subhanAllah, the literacy that the Ummah had of the Qur'an was just phenomenal. This is just some random woman, right, from the street screaming to protect her son. But the literacy that she had of the Qur'an was that high, that she noticed something that, scholars might have missed. And this was the legacy, really, particularly in Iraq, of Ibn Mas'ud and other companions that went there. The way that they just instilled the love of the Qur'an in the people, and the way that an average person who, without Islam probably wouldn't have ever learned to read or write, not only knew the Qur'an and its recitation, but learned its tafsir and paid attention even to the subtleties and to the intricacies of the Qur'an. And that's the love of the Qur'an that was inspired in this ummah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to also make us people of Qur'an and to make us a people who love the Qur'an and who pay attention as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks to us and who notice what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to deliver to us. Allahumma ameen. Jazakumullahu khayran. Inshallah ta'ala, I'll see you for the second half of the Qur'an now, starting tomorrow. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.